two people can look at exactly the same thing and yet see different things. Do you remember that blue and gold dress thing that was going around a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago? There's this picture of a certain dress, and depending on who you asked, they might tell you, oh yeah, that's a blue dress, or they might tell you, no, that's a gold dress. It was the same dress, but people saw it in different colors. Or another example from my own life. Think of a mixing bowl that's been used to mix up brownie batter. And after pouring out the batter, I have a friend who throws it in the sink and starts soaking it in water. To me, this mixing bowl is not meant for soaking, but for getting every last bit of brownie batter out with a spatula. The same bowl, different ways of seeing it. There are more consequential examples too. When someone sees an untouched forest, do they see it brimming with life, with birds and snakes and squirrels, foxes, networks of fungi? Or do they see a potential for profit, trees for harvesting, or land to be developed? The same forest, different ways of seeing. When we see people, what do we see? What sort of people do we see as having a good life or of being blessed? For many, I think, having a good life or being blessed means we have enough. Ideally, it means we have much more than we need. It likely means we're prosperous, we're strong in body and mind, self-sufficient, and don't depend on other people. In our society, at least, we're often told to admire those with power and status and influence and authority over other people. And those who lack those things are somehow lesser. Think for just a moment. How much of our world operates with this way of seeing? In our gospel reading today, we hear Jesus utter something that sounds totally different. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and those who are persecuted. This isn't a list of attributes or attitudes that we're supposed to aspire to. A better way of thinking about it might be, this is a way of seeing the world through a different lens, of seeing it more truly. It's a way of seeing it through God's perspective. These people, those who seem weak in the eyes of the world, are actually the blessed. They are living the good life. This word blessed really means just that. It's the sort of life that's good. It's truly worthwhile. It's somehow especially touched by God. And Jesus' description of who is blessed in this way is totally disorienting. This is a new way of seeing the world. Do we want to see God? Go to the hurting and the broken and the weak of this world. Go to those who show mercy, those who make peace, those who suffer for doing what's right. Christians haven't always taken Jesus at his word here. You might have noticed. We have been witnessing a twisting and distortion of Christian teaching. People using the language of Christian faith to justify violence, greed, and a thirst for power. People claiming to follow Jesus and yet striving to shape the world by their own power and strength. One benefit of studying church history is that fewer things surprise you. And this distortion of Christian faith, unfortunately, is not new. Using Christianity and Christian beliefs to prop up one's sinful efforts to gain power, to gain influence, it's devastating and it's sad, but it is not the first time. It has happened all too often. Even us Christians, even we are able to turn our eyes away from the Beatitudes. Even we can see wrongly. And the good news for us is that Jesus offers us, again and again, to see the world as he sees it. He offers us this grace time and time again to reorient our sight. Do we want to see God? Go to the hurting and broken and weak of the world. Do we want to find God in the midst of our lives? Well, go to those places that are hurting and broken and weak in our lives. It's tempting to look for God in our strong moments, in the moments of triumph. But God meets us especially in our weakest places, in those places of deep vulnerability. God meets us in our poverty of spirit, when we have nothing left to give. God meets us in our mourning, when we're buried in grief or in regret. God meets us in our meekness and humility, when we see just how much we need God. The symbol of our Christian faith is the cross, where our King was killed. This looks like total foolishness to many. But if we have the eyes to see it, the cross is the power of God. Through the weakness of the cross, God saves the entire world. So blessed are those who are poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are meek. Blessed are the merciful, the peacemakers, and the persecuted. Blessed are we, us fragile human beings who are weak, and yet we are infinitely loved by God. May God's kingdom come among us, and may we have eyes to see it.